Good morning. My name is Jennifer Hartville, and I am a doctoral candidate in the Department of Health Behavior and Health Education at the University of Michigan School of Public Health. Thank you for coming this morning. I will present an examination of the associations among neighborhood racial composition, neighborhood poverty, perceived discrimination, and hypertension treatment. Does your neighborhood determine your health outcomes? Before I get started, I would like to acknowledge my authors, and one of my authors is present this morning, Amy Schultz, who's also my advisor, and I also have a member of my dissertation committee present, Barbara Israel, and I would just like to say thank you for being here. Also, my co-authors, Vicki Johnson Lawrence and Denise White Perkins, we do not have any relationships to disclose. I would like to take this opportunity to acknowledge our funders, the University of Michigan, the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences, and the National Institute of General Medical Sciences for their generous funding. Without their support, this research would not have been possible. Slide 3 shows some of the members of the Healthy Environments Partnership, also known as HEP. I would also like to thank HEP for allowing me to use the data for this research and for my dissertation. The Healthy Environments Partnership, also known as HEP, is a community-based participatory research partnership comprised of community-based organizations, community residents, health service providers, and academic researchers. Since 2000, HEP has worked to address and understand risk factors, to understand factors that contribute to the excess risk in cardiovascular disease among residents in Detroit, Michigan. Dr. Denise White Perkins, one of my co-authors and also a member of HEP, is a primary care physician at the Henry Ford Medical Center in Detroit, Michigan. Dr. White Perkins treats a number of illnesses and chronic diseases to include hypertension. Thus, her involvement with HEP is not only professional, but it's personal because many of her patients live in the greater Detroit metro area. Unfortunately, Dr. White Perkins was unable to join us this morning, but she has provided a pre-recorded video that details the importance of the Healthy Environments Partnerships and why we focus on HEP. So I'm going to let you see the video at this time. Thank you. As Dr. White Perkins stated, a lot of research has been done on hypertension over the past 30 years. Many empirical studies have suggested individual level risk factors such as diet, lack of physical activity, access to health care, and genetics as plausible explanations for racial and ethnic disparities that we see across hypertension outcomes. Even though these factors are important and may contribute to increased prevalence and decreased hypertension control, they do not fully account for the persistent racial and ethnic patterns that we see in hypertension awareness, treatment, and control. Also, we know that mixed literature exists regarding the association between hypertension treatment and race and ethnicity. Few studies have investigated the associations between neighborhood measures and hypertension treatment and hypertension treatment and psychosocial stressors, which is the goal of this research. This research had three overarching questions. One, does neighborhood racial composition predict hypertension treatment? Two, does neighborhood poverty predict hypertension treatment? And three, are neighborhood perceptions of perceived discrimination associated with hypertension treatment above and beyond any effects of neighborhood racial composition and neighborhood poverty? For this research, the data were taken from the 2002 Healthy Environments Partnership Survey. This data represented a stratified random sample of residents in Detroit who lived in three distinct neighborhoods. A total of 919 face-to-face interviews of individuals 25 years of age were conducted. A mean of the three blood pressure measurements were taken on each participant, a mean of the second and third reading was reported as the actual blood pressure for each participant. Analyses were adjusted to account for the complex sample design and non-responses. We used SAS 9.0 to conduct ANOVA, F-test, and descriptive statistics. We also used HLM 7.0 to conduct two-level logistical models to assess with factors such as acute unfair treatment, which may be related to hypertension treatment. And we also control for sociodemographic characteristics such as race, ethnicity, marital status, education, and gender. Table 1 represents weighted descriptive statistics for individual and neighborhood level variables in the 2002 HEP sample. Roughly half of the sample was female. Want to direct your attention to treated. Roughly almost 90% of the participants who were aware of their hypertension were also treated, and roughly 30% of individuals reported acute unfair treatment within the last 12 months. My results. The likelihood of being treated for hypertension among those who are aware of their hypertension is not significantly associated with neighborhood racial composition, and in this sample, neighborhood racial composition was measured as the percent of non-Hispanic African Americans in the neighborhood, nor was neighborhood poverty, which reflects the neighborhood SES, significantly associated with hypertension treatment. However, in neighborhoods where residents report higher average levels of exposure to unfair treatment, there is a significant association with likelihood of being treated for hypertension. That is, for individuals who report the same level of unfair treatment, those living in a neighborhood with higher aggregates levels of unfair treatment are less likely to be treated for their hypertension compared to those who live in neighborhoods with lower levels of acute unfair treatment. In previous analyses, we found that neighborhood racial composition was positively and significantly associated with hypertension awareness, which suggested that neighborhood racial composition may have acted as a protective factor for hypertension awareness. In these analyses, that relationship did not hold true. Neighborhood racial composition, nor is neighborhood poverty, significant predictors for hypertension treatment. This study had two main limitations. One, our data was cross-sectional data, therefore we were not able to infer any causal relationships, and also our sample of treated represented the number of individuals who are aware of their hypertension and who are currently being treated. Therefore, our subsample became smaller as we took a subgroup of that population. Some next steps to control for other chronic conditions. A lot of research examining the relationship between hypertension and comorbidities have shown that it is more difficult for individuals with hypertension to control and treat their hypertension if they have other chronic diseases, especially diabetes. Also, we need to take a closer examination of exactly the domains where people may be experiencing acute unfair treatment. And also, instead of restricting our sample to only those who are aware and treated, we may want to include everyone who may be aware, who may have hypertension in future studies. Thank you, and for more information, you can contact Jennifer Hartfield.